So we're reading about, Viraha Gita, the Gopis. And now, as the story goes on, the gopis were rebuking Providence for acting like a child and acting foolishly and appearing before them in the form of Akrura, falsely taking the name Akrura, which means not cruel, and acting in a very foolish and a very cruel way by taking away Krishna. And they were even insinuating that not only are you foolish and childish and cruel, but you're even sinful. Oh, Providence. Providence means God. The gopis are accusing God of being sinful, because they're saying, like a fool, you're sinful. You don't even know, oh, Providence, you don't even know the laws of piety. Like punya vidhi or punya nisheda. In the laws of piety or religious laws, it is a great sin if you give charity to someone, then later you take it back. Like you donate some land for a temple. You have some land, you say, yes, I'm donating this land. Then later you say, no, I changed my mind, I want it back. That person will go to hell. It's the most sinful thing. If you give something in charity to Brahmins, or to anyone really, especially to Brahmins or to the Lord, and then you take it back, you say, my mind was turned and I gave that charity, that money, that object, that land. Now, I'm sorry, I have some problem, I have to take it back. Very bad. So the gopis are accusing, you gave us the perfection of your creation, Krishna. And you gave us eyes to see him. And we saw the perfection of all your creation in the form of Krishna, Madhav, Govinda, Gopinath. And now you're taking him away from us. You're taking away what you have given to us. You've given him in charity. Now you're taking him away and you're rushing him off to Mathura. And you're blinding us because our eyes have no value without seeing him. The only purpose of our eyes is to see him. So then they were directing all their disturbed feelings, all their intense rising feelings and pangs of separation, they were directing everything towards Providence. Then yesterday, the last verse we heard, they finally started to turn their attention towards Krishna. They said, well, maybe it's not Providence's fault, the fault of Providence. Maybe it's actually Krishna's fault. He attracted us, he enchanted us, and then he loved us, and then he's just throwing us away, and we became controlled, forcibly brought under his control. And we gave up everything. But he's always looking for new lovers. This is his doing. He's leaving us. It's not the will of God acting here. It's not the will of God that is separating us from Krishna. It's Krishna himself. He's just loving us and leaving us. And then in this verse, they're looking towards the future. Say, Krishna is doing this to us. And then they're looking toward Mathura. They're looking in the direction of Mathura and say, yes, it's them, the ladies of Mathura, our rivals. It's them. It's their fault. And this is what's being indicated in this verse. Sukham prabhata rajaniyam ashisha satya babuvu purayoshitam dhruvam yasam pravishtasya mukham brajaspate pashyantya pangot Kalita Smita Savam. The gopis said, the dawn following this night will certainly be auspicious for the women of Mathura. Sukham Prabha, Sukha Prabha, Rajaniyam Ashisha, Ashish, Ashishvar. Like you go and you say Ashivar, Ashishvar, what do you say? Ashirvad. Blessings, Ashirvad. Ashish, Rajaniyam. In other words, tomorrow morning when Krishna, he'll leave here and he'll go to Mathura, it'll be really a good day. Sukha Prabhat. 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 Good morning. It'll be good morning for the Mathura ladies in Mathura, and it'll be death for us, death knell for us. Tomorrow will be Black Monday, 9/11, right? 9/11, Black Monday or whatever. We'll be finished. They will blossom with happiness, and we will wilt with distress. The flower of their hearts will blossom with great joy and happiness to see Krishna, and the flower of our hearts will wilt, wither, and die. That's what will happen to the flower of our hearts when Krishna leaves Nandagram tomorrow morning. So the dawn following this night will certainly be auspicious for the women of Mathura and bring them all blessings, ashirvad, ashisha. All their hopes will now be fulfilled. For as the Lord of Braj enters their city, they will be able to drink from his face the nectar of the smile emanating from the corners of his eyes. Pashyant apongot kalita smitasavam. Smita asavam. This is very interesting what they're saying here. If you're familiar with Ayurvedic medicine, they have different types of medicine which they produce by fermenting fruits or vegetables. It's called asavam. Dasamul asavam. Then, what is it, some other ones? Draksha asavam. Draksha means grapes. How do you say grapes? Anjir? Amrud. Angura means grapes. So in the Sanskrit or whatever, draksha. So they say draksha asava. Asava means wine, alcohol, fermentation. So they take grapes and they add some different herbs according to Charak or Shushu Samhita, Shushuta Samhita or Charak Samhita. They take. Thank you. And they take these grapes and then when they mix them with these different herbs and they ferment them, and it produces a very mild form of wine or alcohol. You know wine. You must have heard of wine. So that's called asavam. So wine or asavam, it's slight. If you drink the whole bottle, you become intoxicated. But usually they prescribe 1 teaspoon after meals. Dasamul, rishta. Dasamul Rishta, which is 10 different roots, like muli and different things. Dasamul Rishta or Drakshashava, you take 1 teaspoon after meals and it's very good for digestion, or it can be a tonic, health tonic, rejuvenate. They have Kumari Asava. Kumari Asava is actually aloe. Kumari, we say aloe vera. In English, we say aloe vera. They use it in skin creams and all these things, aloe vera. So in Hindi, it's called Kumari. Kumari means a virgin girl, Kumari. Brahma Kumaris. So the Kumari, so this herb, Kumari, they ferment that and they make something called Kumari Asava, which is very good medicine for ladies, for their different needs. So the gopis are saying that this Krishna, tomorrow morning, he will walk into Mathura. And what does it say? It says, Pura Yoshitam. Pura Yoshitam. Yoshita. Yoshita means women. Pura Yoshitam. And it also implies, usually it implies young women. Yoshitam has the implication of being younger women. Pura means Madhupura, Mathurapura means the city, the village. Pura Yoshitam. They will... Brajapati Pashyanti. When our Lord, the Lord of Braj, Brajapati Pashyanti, when he manifests before their eyes in Mathura, then he will smile. And what is the smile? Where is that smile coming from? They're saying that this. He says that smitasavam. This is a very interesting thing. Smita means smile. And asava means tonic. It's translating here. It says they will drink the nectar of his smile. Drink the nectar of the smile emanating from the corner of his eyes. Now generally, we consider that the smile comes from the mouth. Everyone agrees? When you generally, the smile is coming from the mouth. Like when you take a picture, you say smile. Is that right? And what do? You go, you know, you smile. You make some plastic smile. You make some fake plastic smile. Smile, and they take a picture. So this is the mouth, the muk. The muk, the mouth is smiling. But they're saying that, first of all, they're saying that the smile is coming from the Krishna Kripa Kataksha. Krishna Kripa Kataksha. Kataksha, the corner of his eyes, the smile is coming. So that smile is not coming from his mouth, it's coming from the corners of his eyes. Because that's the origin of that smile is not Krishna's mouth, but Krishna's heart. Because Krishna is accepting those pura yoshitam. This is what the gopis are implying, that he's going to they're going to glance at him with great enthusiasm and great interest and attraction. When the pura yoshitam, when the young ladies in Mathura see this beautiful dashing form enter their village, that person they've heard so much about, everyone, the good news spreads fast, bad news spreads fast, and Krishna Samachar spreads faster than anything. So everyone in Braj Mandal, they knew about Krishna, his exploits, his romance, his killing demons, all of his different pastimes are well known to everyone. And who are the news givers? Do they have a Hindustan Times? No. Do they have Times of India? No. But they have ladies. And as you, in the old days, we used to say there are three ways to spread the news. This is in the old days. There are three ways to spread the news. Telephone, tell X, and tell a woman. Tell a woman. You know what woman is? You know, woman? Tell a woman, tell X. Tell X is like fax machine, tell X. In the old days, they used to have telex machines. Tell X, telephone, and tell a woman. And what is the most super fastest way? Tell a woman. And you want to spread the news as fast as lightning, then you whisper in a woman's ear. This is a very confidential secret. Please promise me you won't tell this to anyone. Please, you promise? Oh, you really promise? You cross your heart? Yes, I promise I won't tell this to anyone. So if you couch your words with these phrases, please promise me you won't tell this to anyone, you can guarantee in 10 minutes all of India will know about it. In 10 minutes the entire subcontinent of India will know about it. We'll tell a woman. So therefore, the women at the well, they would get the news and pass it on to the next woman, and then it would go from Vrindavan, from Nandagram to Barsana, from Barsana to Yavat, from Yavat to Mathura. Then there are the flower ladies, the full walis and the fal walis, and there's the Adivasis, and there's the Pulinda women, and the Abiras. There's so many groups of women, like we have gypsies nowadays coming from Rajasthan. They're moving here and there, sometimes in Rajasthan, sometimes in UP, Haryana. So they carry their news with them. When they come from Rajasthan and they go to the well, they come to UP, they come to Vrindavan, they go to the well to get water. Oh, hello, Kem Chow, this, that, whatever. And what's happening in Kepasa? And then this Krishna, Krishna Nandagan, what is this Krishna Nandagan? I came from Rajasthan. No, you don't know Krishna. He's in Nandanandan. Oh, he did this and that. Acha. So then they hear. So in the same way, 5,000 years ago, the Mathura Vasis, the Pura Yoshitam, they heard all the news about Krishna. So they're ready and waiting. Ready, waiting, eager. They're waiting to receive Krishna with open hearts. The phrase is, I'm waiting to receive you with open arms. But you can't open your arms unless you open your heart first. So the Mathuravasis, these Pura Yoshitam, their hearts were wide open to receive Krishna, eager and waiting, counting the days, counting the minutes, when. And when they heard the news, they also heard the news on the other side that Kamsa had sent Akura on his chariot, the royal chariot, went running out of Mathura. Naturally, everybody's, when you see the prime minister's car going down the street, everyone says, where's he going? Oh, he's going to ISKCON to take darshan. Just like we saw Hema Malini's car in the parking lot. I said, whose car is that? And he says, Hema Malini's. I said, well, what's that doing here? She's taking darshan. I said, well, Haribo. What do you know? So the same thing. King Kamsa, the emperor's chariot, goes down the street. That makes big news. Akura is on the emperor's chariot, the emperor's Kamsa. And he sent Akura on his royal chariot to Nandagram to bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura for the Donner Yoga and the wrestling match. So all the Pura Yoshitam, all the ladies of Mathura, they were well aware of what was going on from their side. So they were anticipating, they were had great anticipation. When are those boys coming? That wonderful, charming boy, delightful boy, Nanda Nandan, whom we heard so much about, who we've been hearing about for the last 11 years. We've been hearing about this boy for 11 years. And now we are ripe. We are ripe. We are mature. We're 11, we're 12, we're 13. Ready. And he's coming to our village. The show is coming to your theater tomorrow. Don't miss it. Coming attractions. So how excited they are. Their hearts are blossoming, blooming, prafulla, just completely exploding with divine anticipation. Purvarag. It's Viparlambarag, Purvarag. Intense love and separation before meeting. You've heard about the beloved. You've seen pictures, painting, and you're just boiling with enthusiasm and eagerness to meet the beloved. That's called Purvarag. Intense attachment before meeting. So on one side, there's Purvarag. They're very excited about meeting Krishna. And that's also love and separation. And the other side, on the gopi side, there's also separation. This viraha is called Virahagita, the songs of separation. But this is not called Purvarag, this is called Pravasarag, or Durvas, where Krishna is going to go Durvas, he's going to live in a distant place, or Pravas means a very distant place. Vas means residence or place. So it's Durvas, which is one of the types of viraha, or Viparlamba. And there, and of course, if you're anticipating meeting your beloved, it's very exciting. It's separation, but you know that you're about to meet the beloved. But if you're with your beloved, and your beloved is about to leave and never come back, that's also separation, but that's crushing, destroying, defeating, annihilating type of separation. So one separation is destroying the gopis, and the other separation is enlivening the Pura Yoshitam of Mathura. They're so excited. So the gopis, so when Krishna is going to go there and they're going to look at him, look at Krishna with all that enthusiasm, then he's going to reciprocate by glancing, by opening his heart and sending out all of his enthusiasm to receive them and to see them. All of his enthusiasm will come out the corner of his eyes. All that, all of his Purvarag and all of his feelings towards them, the Mathura, the Yoshitam of Mathura. Because Krishna loves everyone. And the effect of Krishna's glance is saying, Smita Asavam. He says that's the smiling. Smita means smile. That glance is full of smiles. What smiles? The smiling of Krishna's heart. And that smile is Asavam. Asavam means alcohol, means liquor, means intoxication. So the gopis are saying that they will drink, the Mathura Vasis, those ladies, they will drink the nectar of Krishna. Drink from Krishna's face the nectar of his smile emanating from the corner of his eyes. Smita Asavam. It's a very interesting description to call a smile Asavam. In other words, Asavam means when they see the smile coming from the corner of Krishna's eyes, they will become totally intoxicated. Because Asavam means wine. When you drink a bottle of wine, you go, Haribo. You go wild. So Smita Asavam. That just that Krishna's heart, the smile of Krishna's heart will come out of the corner of his eyes and they will see that. And when they drink that smile with their eyes and hearts, wide open hearts, then they will become intoxicated. Here it's saying they'll drink the nectar of his smile. Smita Asavam. So tomorrow I'll continue with this verse by reading the purport of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Srimad Bhagavatam Aki. Yeah.